Welcome to RevCast, the Civilization podcast focused on its console platforms. I'm Joe B. Reeves.
Grayson.
L. Thrasher. From Toby, ATC 1982 Davis. Trying to take over the world on the go will help this man when I'm slow. Working my mind, beating the other civs while I'm watching my BBQ ribs.
I was absolutely, I know this is my nerd showing. We're on a podcast about a game. Who am I trying to hide?
Aztecs have decent bonuses, but they're not really the best at any kind of the non-domination factors.
I was going to ask about that, because medieval, you get the +3 science on temples, but is that not a significant bonus that you should go for, or should you just concentrate on just the healing ability of all of your warring units?
Well, it's kind of cool in that nobody else gets something like that. If you find the Ark of the Covenant after you have a few cities out, like maybe 7 cities, then you're going to be in really good shape. But it's not as good as some of the other civs bonuses. And no matter what I'm playing, I'm never building temples in medieval. So a bonus like that's kind of wasted on me.
Gotcha.
I hate temples. If you get a bonus like temples produce 3 science, am I going to spend, 7-8 turns or waste a bunch of gold to get something that'll give me a little bit of culture and then only 3 science per turn? It's not really that great of a bonus. And it's sad that it comes at that point in the game when you really shouldn't. Hammering out any temples or rushing many with gold. The one thing that I have seen that is good about having temples is that you don't need to work science squares to get science. You could be focusing on production. It does help them with efficiency somewhat in teching, but it's not a game changer.
Extra 3 science in a city in early medieval period is pretty good, but you're really spending a lot to get it. Unless you get it out of the Ark, you could have 2 new cities instead. That's the thing. Later in the game, you can produce temples more easily, but then that 3 science, it's not going to make much difference.
Unless you're going for a culture victory, which you never see online.
Really, then, when it comes to the Aztecs, the mid-game isn't necessarily that different from the opening game. It's just you're not doing the rush, rush, rush. You're just doing the calculated stuff.
You're trying to expand in tech, just like any other civ. Or you might want to stay on the offense, like get catapults or go straight to knights or something like that and try to keep attacking. But at this point in the game, there are other civs that do that better. The Aztec bonus, really, is that you've probably had a better ancient era than a lot of other civs have, because you'll get gold faster, you might get a capital, you might get 2 capitals, you might be able to press people with your horse army and get some secondary cities or just slow their production or make them spend all their gold on archers while you can just tech and expand away and you don't have to defend very much because you're the bully and that's kind of a good place to be.
The Aztecs are more efficient than other civs because of their auto heal bonus. You don't need multiple armies, defending. 1 archer army is as good as 3 usually. You don't have to worry about a huge bum rush. You got to worry about the more powerful units than your defensive units, as far as defense. Also, because of this awesome ancient era that you typically get with them, people just, I guess, think that, oh, well, this gold is going to keep flowing or something. You got to be efficient with that gold. Figure out how to make your empire bigger, not waste so much gold, and really kind of make the efficient decisions that you need for your overall empire, because you're not going to be great in the middle game, and not so much in the late game. You've got to really squeak out everything you can get out of that awesome ancient era you get, or you might not be competitive against the better civ. They also get half-price roads, the Aztecs do in the industrial, but...
I know you guys are down on roads.
Well, the Romans, I like the roads, but you get it in the ancient era. The French also get the half-price road bonus in the medieval, but I still feel like that's too late. I feel like roads are great for sending out settlers and defenses and kind of allocating units better. But, once you already have your civ set up, it's kind of like, well, there's nothing pressing for me to move around quickly. I've already done all the work,
Yeah.
I bet I build an average of about 1 road every 20 games.
Oh, wow.
So it's not really much of a bonus.
It's more of a tactical bonus. Bring a settler out close to an enemy capital, and you plop down a city, and then you have a road, a centrally located road, where a lot of your cities can access, and then you just start flooding units into that city. That's a tactic that can sometimes work, sometimes won't.
But in industrial, you're getting close to getting steam power, so
definitely,
it's probably better just to go by sea.
Yeah.
The domination victory is going to be your end game with the Aztecs.
The Aztec knights are pretty strong because they never have to heal. That's kind of the downfall of other knights, unless you can really produce a lot of knights. So that's a good way to go.
But I would say that if you're playing online with the Aztecs, you want to finish the game off as quick as possible. You're probably not going to do that with horsemen, unless you just kind of make everybody quit or get a really good game with horsemen. But knights, unless you get a whole bunch of expansion going on, and you're holding your own in technology, you want to finish off the game really quickly before we start thinking about tanks or different things like that. Because the longer the game goes on, the more other civs like the Chinese or the Greeks or the Japanese, somebody that can tech better than them, has a chance to get back in the game. Their modern bonus is the 50% gold, which can help for an economic victory, but it also hurts. It's a negative bonus, and I think that's something interesting.
There's three civs that get that bonus, the Aztecs, the Spanish, and the Zulu, and once you receive that bonus, the cost to rush units also goes up by 50%. So you have plus 50% gold production, but if you're spending that gold, it doesn't really count. If you're not really producing very much gold, have some in the bank, but you don't have any markets or anything yet, then when you get that bonus, it's really going to start hurting you. I actually like the Aztecs get that bonus later than the Zulu and the Spanish. Both get it in industrial. I think getting it in modern is a little bit better, because by modern you should have some good gold production, so it's not hurting you so much. It can actually help you then. In industrial, sometimes I have games where I get to 14 techs and, oh, I can't really afford anything anymore.
Right, right. And normally, in the industrial era, it only costs, for each hammer, 4 gold. So let's say if you wanted to hammer out an archer, which costs 10 hammers. For a normal civ, it would cost 40 gold to rush in the industrial era. But for the Spanish and the Zulu, it costs 60 gold. It's times 6. And in the modern era, it's times 7.5 when other people are rushing things for 5 times the hammer cost. It's inflation, basically. It's one of the few bonuses of the game that really is a double-edged sword.
Yeah, you have to get gold production. On the other hand, if you get the bonuses for industrialization and corporation and have some market, then it's usually pretty good. You'll have so much gold that it doesn't really matter.
Taking on the Aztecs online, or really just how to defend against the Aztecs overall?
I mean, the first thing you need to do is not get killed by them.
That's a good start.
Because a lot of times they will have better units or more gold in the ancient era. Countering an Aztec horse rush can be kind of difficult. If you're up against someone who's maybe not so good, just having an archer army is probably going to help you out, because probably attack, he'll see the archer army, he'll retreat, then hopefully you can kill the horse army and then you can just go about your business. If it's a stronger player, if he gets to you really fast, you're just going to have a tough time defending.
You might have to have a bunch of individual units and let them kill them over and over again until you can form an army. If it's a non-veteran horse army coming at you, and you have a warrior army fortified, that'd be 6 versus 7.5, and maybe you can win that battle. It's a tough deal when you don't have archers. You don't even have bronze working yet, and you see that Aztec horse army coming, you know. They're probably going to win a lot of battles against you, and you're going to have to figure something out.
Yeah, the other tough thing is that horse army will never be wounded. A lot of times with other civs, if you get horse rushed, you can wait for it to be wounded and then counterattack with a warrior army or maybe even an archer army, and then you can probably kill it. But the Aztec army, if it's sitting in a forest and veteran, it will have 6 defense, which is really tough to deal with in the ancient era.
I will say that if you are running into the horse rush, if you sit down in your capital and just kind of fog down on defense and then just have a fear for the horse rush, or if they are actually coming for you, that can really set you at a disadvantage. You're not doing anything but creating defense early on. You're not going out and getting gold. You might be wasting gold on units, and you won't have time to grow or tech. But the Aztecs just spent all that time building a horse army, and so their capital is probably weak. And so if you can figure out a way to get around them, they're not going to have archers. But even sometimes a single warrior on a boat can sail around and just drop into their empty capital. They should be weaker than you are probably on defense if they're horse rushing.
A horse army will almost always kill another horse army, so that's a good way to go.
But that's a tactical battle, horse army versus horse army. You know, who's going to get the fight in first? Whoever attacks wins.
Yeah, you better use your land. It's flat plain versus flat plain.
Yes, you use your land. That's an excellent point.
Hang out on a hill and wait for it to show up and then attack.
Yeah.
You gotta use some cunning, you know? I mean, it's,
yeah.
You gotta be one step ahead and wait till they've moved their units and then go for them, as far as the online game goes. But beyond the rush, dealing with the Aztecs, for rushing them, it's tough once they get an archer army, because you're going to have to at least get upgraded knights or upgraded catapults to even beat their archer armies. If you send 6 legion armies against a Chinese archer army, you're just going to obliterate the Chinese. But if you send 6 legion armies with either 6 or 9 attack against the Aztec archer army, then Aztecs are just going to eat them up and upgrade their archers.
Assuming you survive the ancient era and you're doing okay, you get some cities out and you're doing some teching and everything like that, most civs can probably at that point just out-expand the Aztecs and just bury them in technology and come back later with tanks if you want or whatever you're going to do.
As far as expansion is the way to win games, it's the way to tech faster, it's the way to get more gold, get more of whatever you want. I think that since the Aztecs aren't that great at it and they don't have great later bonuses, that's to your advantage.
Now for the achievement of the month, I think the first one we want to do is one of the most popular ones, trying to create a 200 production city. Is there a particular civ? Is there a particular era?
Well, the era is probably going to be modern most of the time. Getting 2 in production and industrial would be pretty impressive. Any civ can do it. I would recommend either the Mongols or the Americans. The Mongols, because they get +2 mountain production, or the Americans, because they get triple factory production. Basically, what you need is you need a city settled next to mountains, an iron mine, and a factory, and maybe communism as well. You might need a courthouse in order to have enough things to work. You need to make sure your workers are on those mountains, and you should have the 200 production. If you're still a little bit short, could research future technology, which is the last technology in the game, because the first time you get it, you get +1 production to every production resource.
But also, picking up production bonuses like the +1 from engineering and the +2 from railroad.
The factory also applies to it.
Oh, yeah, but then the factories.
And there's also nuclear power, so that's another +2.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You could have 5 bonus production and then have a factory for 10 and then be in communism for 15.
And that's without even working power.
Probably need to have something like 12 to 15 population. If you have more than that, then you're going to be pretty good.
Yeah, but for the Americans, they get triple factory production. That's ridiculously powerful. But definitely, it's probably going to take you well into the modern era to get it sometimes.
The only bonus that Americans have towards this is just factories triple production. The rest of it, you have to rely on the lay of the land and also your government.
But they have a broken bonus as well.
Oh, really?
We'll talk about that.
Well, when we hit the Americans. I'm the host, Joe Reeves. I was joined by Grayson Middlebrook, Amazing Grayson, on Xbox Live.
See ya.
And Matt Morgan, El Thrasher, on Xbox Live.
See you next time.
We will hit up another Civ and another achievement on the next episode of Civ Rev, as long as we're doing this. If you have any particular Civs you want to hear from, or if you have any particular achievements you want to try and hit, these two guys are the guys to achieve them. These two guys know their Civs inside and out, so feel free to call or email us. Information is available on the podcast page.
Or we could talk about our user-created achievements about, you know, get a BC economic victory or a BC cultural victory.
We'll leave those for the advanced classes. Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
For more information about RevCast, sibling shows Polycast and Modcast, or about Polycast in general, log on to the series' official website at thepolycast.net. Record date, October 18th, 2009.
Civilization Revolution Sounds, clips copyright, Take-Two Interactive.
Copyright 2009, Civilized Communication at civcom.net.